It's News Radio KMAN in Focus. I'm Dave Lewis in for Brandon Peoples. And, you know, there are good reasons why we take commercial breaks so that we can just, you know, continue to discuss all kinds of things that, we can't discuss on the air. That was such a delightful time there, guys. Thanks.
Good time, David.
David, you are the Edward R. Murrow of our generation, sir. You, sir, you are the Ernie Pyle. You are the Cronkite of Manhattan.
Thanks, Chuck. Coming for you, that means mountains. We were just talking a little bit about the broadcast. And Melody, you and I, you had brought up an interesting point here, and I'd like to just pass along once again to our listeners this morning how this is going to work. We will have the parade and the commemorative ceremony fed with video on the K-Man Facebook Live, and then also the city is picking up and putting it on their city commission meetings page, and it's also going to be able to be seen on Cox Cable Channel 3. And Melody, you said that that news, and that was a determination just made last week, that news has been overwhelmingly positive for a lot of people that want to watch it.
It is. This came out – this actually – this opportunity came up at our meeting last week.
Yeah.
And we all the wheels got in motion, and we made that decision, like you said, very quickly, and now that's happening. But my favorite part about this is we reached out to the senior living residences in the area and talking to Junction City, Abilene, to Wamego, to offer different ways of watching the parade. And so what they were all so thankful. And what we have now are watch parties that are happening, and we have there's some residents that aren't able to get to a watch party. So they're going to be in their room, either watching it on cable or someone's going to come in and set it up for them on Facebook. I mean, we've just made this so accessible now. I personally think this would be a great thing to continue, yeah, even after we're done with the quarantines and all of that, because this is the generation we want to reach and honor. I think I'm very excited about it.
Well, and once again, a big thank you to Randy O'Boyle and the crew, yes, over there at Ultra Ice for throwing their monetary weight into to make this happen. So that was a big deal. So another thank you to those guys.
Absolutely. Well, Janet, this is taking on a whole new level from a viewing perspective and a listening perspective. But let's talk a little bit about the commemorative ceremony, and this is a dedication to those who participated in the Korean War. We have a lot of those veterans. I have an uncle that just recently passed away that served in both World War II and the Korean War, and I know that that is something that he held that participation as a very proud moment in his life. And I know that that's something that kind of gets – would it be safe to say there's a lot of unsung heroes through, yep, the Korean conflict?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, it was really never a declared war. There was never really – there was a truce, an armistice, but not nothing was really settled. It's still not settled 70 years later. Hmm. And a lot of those guys came home and just came home, and that was it. Never got a big welcome. My father-in-law was a pilot in the Korean War, and he's 91, and he lives in Atlanta, Georgia area. So that one kind of hits close to home. And so we're really excited. We originally had Ms. Park from Kansas City coming, who is of Korean descent and emigrated here as a child. And she's quite well known in the Kansas City area, but unfortunately, you know, her doctors didn't want her traveling, and we understand, we've already discussed safety precautions. So we are really fortunate to have a really great historian in the area, Dr. Bob Smith from the Fort Riley Museum Complex. And so he's going to be our guest speaker. We won't have any singing like we traditionally do from the elementary schools. There's no school on Wednesdays, so we couldn't really make that happen. But we are going to have our poster and essay contest winners on site with their parents, just the winners, but we'll have them there, and they're going to read their essays. And, you know, it's going to be a nice ceremony. We're going to have a, everything else will pretty much be very similar, except it'll just be a limited audience on site. But we're hoping to have a really big audience, even a bigger audience than we traditionally do, you know, because of all the streaming that we have. So, and I don't know if you've ever heard Dr. Bob Smith. He's really engaging. He's super knowledgeable. I was lucky last week. He was at the my monthly MRC lunch, and he was talking about the museum renovations going on at Fort Riley, which are really exciting. But, you know, he's going to focus on the Korean War, and we'll have our grand marshals there, Earl Baher and Ray Thompson, who are both Korean War veterans, and they are longtime members of the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition. And so I'm really excited that we get to honor them this year. And so that's what we've got planned. Am I missing anything, guys?
I was just going to add that just a quick shout out to two people. One is to Jeff Dunham, who's been our MC. I'm sorry, Jeff. That's been our MC for a while on this. He just does a fantastic job of working that.
Another very knowledgeable historian.
Yes, yes. And then we're also very lucky to have Father Drew Hoffman of St. Isidore's. And he is actually from the city in Kansas where Father, is it Capon?
Father Capon.
It's Capon. Evil Capon. Yes. Pilsen, Kansas.
Yep. Yes.
A Medal of Honor winner in the Korean War, as yes. well as he's up for sainthood. So
yes. So we're gonna hear more about that from someone who's actually from that hometown. So that's pretty exciting, too.
I didn't realize he was from Pilsen. That's good to know.
Yeah, he's from Pilsen. You know, we have a Medal of Honor winner from our Flint Hills.
Yes.
That is also a saint like Melody, but a different kind of saint. But a Medal of Honor winner from the Korean War that, you know, willingly gave himself up to capture, to be interned by the communists and eventually killed by the communists in Korea. But he gave himself up for wounded American soldiers who were left on the battlefield because he wouldn't leave his men behind. That's not even why he won the Medal of Honor. He won the Medal of Honor for going in intense fire and recovering wounded American soldiers during multiple firefights.
Huh.
And that Medal of Honor, sadly, was awarded well after he did the action. But that was because the majority of those that saw him do that action either were killed or wounded, but we finally made that right, and he won the Medal of Honor for his sacrifices for America. And that's one of the facts that sometimes is forgotten. A lot of the things that we enjoy today, the freedoms that we enjoy, not a lot, the freedoms that we enjoy today came through the heart, the suffering, the sacrifice of these heroes from our past. And, you know, not taking anything away from the young folks today that are more than willing to make the sacrifice, but we can't forget them so that these young folks today are not forgotten.
You know, Father Capon is not just a national hero, but he's not recognized enough for being a hero here from the state of Kansas. And I'm anxious to hear what Dr. Smith has to say. He's appeared here, Melody, on several times on In Focus, and he's just a great guest. And it's been a challenging year for the Fort Riley Museum because of some improvements that they are making there, but anxious, very anxious to hear what he's got to say. A couple of other things. Historically, you've had a biscuit and gravy feed. What's the status of that this year, Janet?
So it is happening. It is you can go there. It is $5 for everyone except for veterans. It's free for veterans. It's at the American Legion Hall over by Walmart on 24. And it is happening. You can eat in person or you can take it to go, whichever you prefer.
Okay.
So we'd love to have you there. It is properly spaced, you know, only so many seats per table. And if you're not comfortable staying, pack it up to go. We're happy to accommodate.
No reservations needed?
Nope.
Okay.
You can buy tickets at the door or just drop by.
What's the time frame for that?
That is 7 to 9, I believe.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Good to know. And there's also some displays around town still, I understand.
Christine?
Yeah, I'll take that. Larry Morgan and Mark Cardello, which are both on our board, have spent, and along with Vern Turner, have spent a lot of time working on historic displays. Those are in about 10 businesses along points. So take the next couple of days and take a stroll down Points in this beautiful weather and look in the windows of several of them, of the different businesses downtown. And then there's also a display in the mall that is has all the way from the from the First War, the Civil War, the Spanish-American War, all the way up to the Persian Gulf War and Operation Iraqi Freedom. Those just all the wars throughout the years. And so those will be really great. I want to put a little plug in here. My father-in-law, who's a Korean War veteran, he'll be coming to town with
Paul's. Oh, great.
Team. Excellent.
Yes, yeah. So I'm very excited to have them in town. Also, at some point, go up to, on Veterans Day, the Fort Riley Veterans Cemetery up by the airport will be having flags on all the tombstones up there. So it's a very beautiful, very moving time to go up there and have a moment of silence and some peace to kind of just reflect on all of our veterans in the past several years.
Well, guys, we are out of time. You can find out more, folks, at FlintHillsVeterans.org. It's coming up Wednesday, Veterans Day activities in Manhattan over the Flint Hills. It's going to be a tremendously beautiful day and a great day to remember. Janet Nichols, Christine Benny, retired Colonel Chuck Sexton, and his beautiful bride, Melody. Thanks for joining us this morning on K-Man's In Focus.